Hundreds of millions of people share their thoughts on Twitter every month, providing a huge amount of information, sometimes used by researchers and the media. But how accurate a reflection is it of real life? Well, there's a warning. It can be an unreliable version of people's real thoughts and feelings. Dr. Eric Jensen, a sociology expert at the University of Warwick in central England, is behind the report.
There's been this kind of rush towards big data in recent years where people are interested in scooping up large amounts of data of various types. In this case, I'm focusing on social media data. And they draw these conclusions based on having millions and millions of data points. And the focus of this paper is the limitations in picking up all this information and assuming that because you've got a lot of data, it must be more accurate. When actually there's a lot of kind of gaps in between the different steps and making conclusions based on, for example, Twitter data.
What are these gaps and what do they show?
So one of the gaps is the kind of demographic profile of who's on Twitter. So the best evidence is that there's about a 70% male, 30% female gender divide on Twitter. There's also a kind of generational divide in who's on Twitter. It's not a kind of cross-section of the full population. Young people, for example, are not that keen on Twitter. And so you get this kind of pattern of people who are on there that's different than the general population. Also, the types of things that people talk about are kind of vary from being real expressions of how they really feel to being kind of presented versions of themselves that are kind of selective depending on the kind of audience that they imagine is listening to them. So, for example, if you are in a professional context, which does disproportionately happen on Twitter, then you're thinking about, if I tweet this message that really indicates how I feel, is this going to be a problem for me professionally? So you get a kind of variety of different possible sources of bias in what people post.
A lot of people may be listening and thinking of that one very, very big Twitter figure that's on our minds these days, President Trump, and that persona on Twitter.
President Trump is certainly trying to conjure a certain version of himself. And you can certainly see a gap between the version of Donald Trump that appears in one setting versus another, and then also between in person and on Twitter. Part of that could just be the time of day because he tweets at these odd morning hours. So maybe that's the early morning Trump that we're seeing.
And also, is it the fact that Twitter has that limitation where you have to keep it to those characters?
That's certainly a general issue, although Donald Trump does tend to speak in short, clipped versions of statements anyway. So I'm not sure it's as much of a limitation for him.
That was Dr. Eric Jensen of the University of Warwick in central England. We apologize for the audio quality in that interview. The newsroom's Jonathan Blake.